WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. The severe drought conditions in Virginia intensify. An overnight shelter in Charlottesville contains a COVID-19 outbreak. And it's official in the 5th District as John McGuire defeats Congressman Bob Good. This is the WMRA Daily for Friday, August 2nd. More than 4 million people in Virginia live in an area experiencing a drought. That's according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. The Commonwealth also experienced its driest June on record, with 1.3 inches of rain falling across the state during the month. As a result, 15 counties have been designated primary disaster areas, and farmers can access federal emergency loans from those areas. The U.S. Drought Monitor lists much of the Shenandoah Valley under extreme drought conditions. For more info, visit farmers.gov. The only overnight shelter in Charlottesville recently contained an outbreak of COVID-19. Billy Shields with VPM News reports.
5 clients in the Salvation Army shelter's director tested positive. The city helped relocate affected residents to the Royal Inn Motel. According to spokesperson Jim Battaglia, keeping everyone fed was the main challenge.
That is probably the hardest part. We had to make sure that we had meals, we had our meal service regular and on time, and to make sure that people had a shelter for the evening. So we didn't turn anybody away.
That follows public health trends with the recent uptick of COVID due in part to people staying indoors and away from the heat.
Billy Shields reporting. Late last night, a panel of judges confirmed the result of June's Republican primary in the 5th Congressional District. State Senator John McGuire defeated incumbent Representative Bob Good. Jad Khalil with VPM News reports.
Early Thursday morning, election officials across the 5th District started to feed ballots into scanners while observers from McGuire and Good watched. In Goochland County, teams of election officials did it in a gymnasium. The work was mostly quiet. There was the clip-clop of court officials' steps, and occasionally a scanner would beep. That meant the ballot was a vote in the district's Democratic primary. Or there was an overvote or an undervote, like marking 2 boxes or none at all. Or it could have been a write-in. In any case, election officials set the ballot aside so it could be examined and counted by hand later. Throughout the day, 24 localities brought their recount tallies to the Goochland Courthouse, where a 3-judge panel certified that McGuire did indeed win the election.
Jad Khalil reporting. Well, the 2024 presidential election is in full swing, with Virginia lawmakers stumping for the presumptive candidates this week. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope and Jeff Shapiro, political columnist with Richmond Times-Dispatch, discuss that and the week that was in state government and politics.
A lot of politics to get to this week. Presidential politics. Jeff Shapiro, Governor Glenn Youngkin, was in Richmond stumping for former President Donald Trump. I understand he was pouring coffee at a popular spot in Richmond.
Not just a popular spot, a popular working class dive here in Richmond. So the governor had a targeted audience. Indeed, he was in the company of Michael Whatley, the Republican national chairman. Their message was that Virginia is in play. And of course, some of the earlier public polls suggested that, but it was all, shall we say, BH before Harris. And clearly, even as the Republicans say, Kamala Harris, as the substitute nominee of the Democratic Party, has to answer for the presumed excesses of the Biden administration, the landscape has clearly changed in Virginia. The Republicans, however, are working hard. The Trump campaign is organizing and training at the grassroots level. I recently ran a program in Virginia Beach. I still think it's perhaps a bit optimistic for the Republicans to suggest the state, with a fairly long Democratic tradition going back to 2008, could tip their way. If Biden were still the nominee, my guess is he would have won ugly, narrowly, but won on the strength of that elevated presidential year turnout, which really magnifies the Democratic reflex in this state.
Do you think there's going to be any fallout for Trump and for Republicans after this appearance at the Black Journalists Association?
Well, we were already seeing fallout for Donald Trump. I think here in Virginia, we'll have a particularly special form of fallout in that race is a big issue in Virginia politics. It's been a big factor in Virginia politics. But this is also a state in which there have been breakthrough candidacies and elections of Black politicians, Republican and Democrat. Remember, it is Virginia that elected the nation's first elective Black governor, Democrat Doug Wilder, the first Black woman elected statewide in Virginia. A Republican is the Lieutenant Governor Winsome Earl Sears. This episode before the National Association of Black Journalists, it may very well jazz up some of Trump's voters, but I suspect it's really going to jazz up a lot of Black voters, particularly Black women, who are already very excited about Kamala Harris.
So Youngkin was stumping for Trump in Richmond. I understand that Congresswoman Jennifer McClellan was stumping for Vice President Kamala Harris in Chesterfield. What was going on there?
Now, Congresswoman McClellan, herself a history maker, the first Black woman elected to Congress from Virginia and an important surrogate for the Harris campaign, was in Chesterfield County. An increasingly swingy suburb of Richmond, meeting with a lot of voters, many of them women, all very interested in politics this year, in no small measure because of the question of abortion rights, but also energized by the chance of a woman being installed in the presidency.
All right. That's all the time that we've got for this week. My name is Michael Pope, and we've been joined by Jeff Shapiro of the Richmond Times-Dispatch. Talk to you next week.
Ciao.
As students prepare to go back to school, the annual sales tax holiday, which began in Virginia almost 20 years ago, returns. Megan Moore with VPM News reports.
State lawmakers didn't forget about the August sales tax holiday this year and extended it through 2029. The tax-free weekend starts today and runs through Sunday. School supplies, clothes and shoes, and even hurricane preparedness items are exempt from the state sales tax. Some Energy Star appliances, including air conditioners, washing machines, refrigerators, and light bulbs, won't be taxed either. And even emergency preparedness items like gas-powered chainsaws, portable generators, and other hurricane prep items under $60 are included.
Megan Moore reporting. And finally today, emergency room visits in Virginia by people who reported vaping more than doubled between 2020 and 2023. That's according to a data analysis released this week by the Virginia Hospital and Healthcare Association. The Virginia Mercury reports that emergency room visits increased more than 100% over the period to nearly 50,000. ER visits by people who reported using traditional tobacco products, such as cigarettes and chewing tobacco, dropped by about 25% during the same period. But the VHHA says that traditional tobacco products still account for the majority of emergency room visits with a tobacco or vaping-related diagnosis. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy your Friday.